The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
When the time has come for moving on, you can't go wrong.
The Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
Pointing you home.
All you need to know about buying, selling, and everything in between. Now, here's your host, Eric Stewart.
Good morning, DMV. Did you know that on this day in 1792, the cornerstone of the Executive Mansion was laid in Washington, D.C. In 1818, this same building became known as the White House. If you missed any of our shows, hey, you want to find out any information having to do with real estate in the D.C. area, you can find us on Spotify or iHeartRadio. That's Pointing You Home on Spotify or iHeartRadio, or just search Eric Stewart Shows. If you're on your computer, all you have to do is Google Eric Stewart Group Radio to listen to us anytime you want. Well, Montgomery County. Montgomery County County Executive Mark Elric is proposing that rooftop solar panels be mandatory for new homes in about 3 years. Now, let me just explain to you what this means. If a new home is constructed, it will have to have solar panels installed at the time of construction. Otherwise, a building permit will not be issued. The plans have got to include that. Now, this hasn't yet passed, but if it does, it would put Montgomery County in the same category as the whole state of California in demanding that all new homes have that. Now, the burden then becomes a burden for the builder, which then becomes a builder for the buyer. And at this point, just in case you don't know, the average cost for a solar system is $12,000 to $16,000 to install. And that's expensive and sometimes inefficient as a way to promote sustainable energy. Think of it. If you demand that you put solar panels on every new home and the homes don't actually face south very much, let's say it's an east-to-west exposure, you're only going to get sun on one portion of the roof, which is where you would have the panels, most likely not on the front, but typically on the back, though maybe the county will allow for front shingles, which would double the cost, right? If you had the front and the back covered, you'd have to double that cost. You're not going to see the return on those panels unless the property has a southern roof line, southern exposure, either on the front or the back. But let's recall, if you live in a homeowners association bounded area, sure, you can put up a satellite dish, but you can't necessarily put up solar panels on your roof unless the HOA approves. On the front of your house specifically is the greatest concern. So let's think about this. Why is Montgomery County pushing the issue here so strongly, especially when the payoff for the installation of these is going to be such a big question? Well, the county is trying to accomplish a commitment that the county council made. And that commitment was a climate emergency resolution with goals of reducing greenhouse gas emissions by 80% in the year 2027 and 100% by 2035. So that's an ambitious goal. And I think it's great. Personally, I think it's wonderful to have that as a goal. But I think just to mandate solar panels on every house like this is not considering that every lot is different, right? We all know location, location, location. So I, for instance, would not recommend solar panels for several people that live on my street because their homes don't have the right exposure. And I think anybody coming in, and they probably even had people come in from different companies to bid on doing it, would say, well, you know, I don't think this is worthwhile. In fact, recently I called, and the first question they asked was for the address, and then they checked Google Earth and said, well, I think this would work for you. Meaning they often don't think that that's the case. Now, for the government to tell you you better get them anyways, waste of money and overreaching, in my opinion. All right. So if you're thinking about new home sales in the last year, let's think about a year ago. Last year, we were seeing 5.25% interest rates in the month of November. By this summer, we saw rates drop to about 3.5%. As a result, in the month of August, sales of new single-family homes rose an astounding 18% year over year. That's just an incredible jump. And that so dramatic that we saw so much interest, but I think it's really predicated by the interest rate dropping. You've heard me report previously that the difference in how much house you can buy now versus just last year in November is about $69,000 for someone who was looking to spend $500,000. okay, that you could buy a $569,000 home instead of a $500,000. Now, all of a sudden, there's a big swing in affordability across our country in communities where the average sale price for a new single-family home is $300,000, $350,000. All of a sudden, you can throw a lot of options in. And I want to speak now, actually, about how important new home sales are and why it's important that we, when we prepare our homes for sale, that we adopt a similar mentality to new homes. Here's what I mean. You realize that if you sell your home in as-is condition because you're concerned that a buyer may reject your choice of countertop or your color of paint or the kind of carpet you put in, that's possible, but really, it's not likely. In fact, it's much more likely that you'll cost yourself more than just a few buyers. The photos are the first thing that a buyer looks at and decides whether or not your home is complete enough for their interest to be able to move in and maybe make other changes. But more importantly, if you've done the work in updating your bathrooms or spent some money on putting in a new countertop and touching your kitchen in different ways that will bring the best and most vibrant result in the photos and the online marketing that we use, you have to understand that all marketing is about getting the buyer to come into the property. And once they come in, they want to see what they hoped, which is 90% of the time for the millennial buyers, is in excellent condition. It's already prepped. It's neutralized with an off-white gray tone paint, which you may hate. And I can understand. I come from the old world of paint that was more in the browns and beiges and so on. And now as we've shifted into the grays, I've become more interested in it, but I don't love it the same way. I love the warmth of color more than I like the color of gray. Though some grays, I will say, are pretty warm, have a lot of red and have hues of green and blue in them all mixed together into the gray that warms a room. It's an interesting effect to have gray actually be warm. That works. But why am I making so much of an issue about improving the property, and why am I comparing that to new homes? Well, here's why. If you spend $50,000 upgrading a variety of items in the property, you're the one who actually can invest the money and recoup the money on the sale of your property, and then the buyer will simply finance that at 3.5% as a part of their purchase of the property. They'll lump it all in versus oftentimes these young buyers do not have a ton of cash. They don't have $50,000 set aside, but they could finance it. So if you do the work on the front end and you stage your home properly, you'll get the best return for any interested buyers that are out there. I'll give you one caveat, though. If you have a home that's completely as is, give us a call and have us come out and take a look at it. We may tell you not to do anything, that it would be better for you to sell the property for the land value. If it's in great disrepair, or if it's in a very desirable location, such as a property that we sold in North Arlington that a builder came in and took down, and the seller was able to leave everything behind. I mean, everything that they didn't want out of the house, they just left it there. Why? Because the house was going to get scraped and a new home was going to get built. So we'll help you find the best value. We'll give you the best advice on where your two-for-ones are, where you can put a dollar in and get $2 back. On the 18th, I'll have a seminar in Bethesda, Maryland. This will be at the Marriott Conference Center in North Bethesda. You can sign up at ericstewartgroup.com if you'd like to register for the seminar. I'm going to give you an hour jam-packed from beginning to end in the whole process of selling your home. How do you approach the process, go through the process, and finish the process well? I'll have all of that, some light refreshments, and we'll have some laughs, and I'll answer any specific questions that you have as well. Go to ericstewartgroup.com to register for that, and that toll-free number, if you prefer to call in, it's great. That's 800-900-9104, 800-900-9104 to register for our How to Sell for Top Dollar. Maryland, D.C., Virginia, we're all over. This seminar will be in Bethesda at the Bethesda Marriott Conference Center in North Bethesda.
Time hurries on, and the leaves that are green turn to brown.
The fall market is here now, and I just sold a home this past week. It was on the market for $725,000, and we sold it for $725,000. Not a penny less, not a penny more. We got our list price. But this was after the house was on the market for 3 weeks at $750,000. And we'd had 30-plus groups through the property in that window of time. And after analyzing the comparables of properties that were higher or less expensive, I came back to the seller and I made a recommendation that based upon the feedback from the market, the current market conditions, and the overall number of homes on the market, I recommended a slight adjustment in the list price. Slight, 3.5%. Still, it's 25,000. You might think, well, why didn't you go to 739 or 735? Truly, the market responds better at these round numbers that I call fulcrum numbers. And 725 is a good one because oftentimes buyers will look from 6 to 7 and then they'll go a little bit higher just to see what's up, maybe $25,000. We made the adjustment, got a buyer in, and my client is on their way to settlement. Hey, before we close, I hear that special music. Stuart Rosenthal, good morning. How are you?
Good, Eric. How are you?
Good, good, good. What's in this month's issue?
Well, this is the month that we have our quarterly housing and home care options pullout section. So It's a 20-page section with all kinds of stories related to those who want to stay in their homes or might want to consider moving. And I want to just spend a second talking about villages, you know, with these villages concept where everybody takes in their neighborhood.
Right.
A small neighborhood gets together and either contribute some money or just volunteers to hire someone to help each other out and organize volunteers, organize rides, organize home care with vetted businesses. It's a very useful service, and there are now 75 of these villages in the metropolitan Washington area, more than any other place in the country.
I didn't realize it was 75 now.
Yes.
My
growing
goodness.
Very fast.
Is there some kind of a network?
There is. The Washington Area Villages Exchange, WAVE. Okay. They have their own website, and that's where you can go and find out where they are and more information about how to form your own. Because it's not so hard to do. It takes some time and some volunteer work, but it's a wonderful thing to have.
You know, I always tell my clients how to age in place as a consideration. There are different options, and selling isn't always the right choice. So when you take a place like the Village of Potomac or Bethesda or Arlington and whatnot, where they're trying to encourage home ownership, staying in your home,
exactly.
I think it's wonderful.
Yeah.
In fact, we gave a lecture on how to age in place for Potomac Village and had standing room only.
Wow.
In fact, if you're a part of a village listening and you think, gosh, that would be helpful, we'd love a lecture like that, please reach out to me at ericstewartgroup.com. And Stuart, is always a pleasure.
Thank you, Eric. It's nice to be here, as always.
Always a pleasure. Stuart Rosenthal. I'm Eric Stewart. I'll be right back with Helen Flynn and the Senior Solutions segment of our show.